From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea's ceremonial head of state, Kim Jong-nam, will lead a high-level delegation to the Winter Olympics in South Korea. That'll happen later this week. Some say the North Korean visit reflects a possible easing of tensions between the two Koreas. Tufts University Korea scholar Sun-Yung Lee tells VOA, this is an effort by Pyongyang to, in his words, mesmerize the world into thinking North Korea means well.
And to advance its leverage vis-a-vis South Korea and the United States to get its adversaries to gradually de-escalate, back off, and relax prematurely, that is, sanctions against North Korea, and to buy time with which to perfect its WMD, Weapons of Mass Destruction Program.
The path for the North Korean visit opened on New Year's Day when North Korean leader Kim Jong-un signaled his willingness to let Pyongyang's athletes participate in what South Korea is calling the Peace Olympics. A South Korean appeals court today suspended a jail sentence handed down to Samsung Group heir J.Y. Lee, setting him free after a year's detention amid a corruption scandal that brought down the nation's president at the time, Park Geun-hye. A lower court in August convicted Lee of bribing Park in return for help in strengthening his control of Samsung. Park, who denies any wrongdoing, is standing trial, accused of bribery, abuse of power, and coercion. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the United States is considering restricting the sale of Venezuelan oil in an attempt to pressure the country to move closer to its constitution. Venezuela is the third largest supplier to the U.S. This is VOA News. Russian jets have intensified raids on rebel-held towns and cities in Syria's northern Idlib province. It follows rebels shooting down a Russian warplane and then killing the pilot. Witnesses on the ground say the pilot shot at the rebels when they tried to capture him. Today marks the 8th anniversary of the new START treaty that was signed by then U.S. President Barack Obama and then Russian President Dmitry Medvedev in Prague. Today also marks the deadline for both sides to comply with the limits of the treaty, including nuclear warheads and deployed intercontinental ballistic missiles. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nord says there is good news on that front.
The United States has met the central limits of the New START treaty in August 2017. We assess at this time that Russia has also progressed toward meeting those limits. We have no reason to believe that the Russian government will not meet those limits as well.
Under the treaty, both sides do exchange information twice a year to verify each other's compliance. President Trump says a controversial memo alleging the FBI abused its power in probing Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election vindicates him, but that view was challenged by some lawmakers from the president's Republican Party. Utah Congressman Chris Stewart appeared on Fox News Sunday.
This memo has, frankly, nothing at all to do with the special counsel. It was one of the criticisms of people last week and before that who had never seen the memo, who said, you know, this is to impugn the integrity and the work of the special counsel. As you know now, Chris, has nothing at all to do with that. They're very separate. I hope the special counsel will complete his work and report to the American people.
Special counsel Robert Mueller is looking into possible Russian campaign meddling and whether Mr. Trump obstructed justice in trying to curb the probe. President Trump continues to say his campaign team did not collude with Moscow. The first trial of Paris attack suspect Salah Abdeslam opened today in Brussels amid tight security, a packed courtroom. Four-day trial will not deal directly with the November 2015 Paris attacks that left 130 dead, in which Abdeslam is believed to be the sole surviving participant. Thailand's deputy prime minister under growing pressure to step down amid a luxury watch scandal that has gripped the kingdom. Petition calling for his resignation has attracted thousands of signatures. And the 56th or 52nd playing of the Super Bowl of American-style football was on Sunday night, Philadelphia Eagles defeating the New England Patriots. Final score in that game, 41-33. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.